So you want something special just for you? Is that what I'm hearing? Well, here's a couple things. One, I'm in my car. I have to run an errand between meetings. I have meetings all day, every day. And, oh, my phone's falling. Okay. So I'm running an errand. So hopefully this audio isn't the worst, but it's not going to be great because I have an engine in my car and it's probably loud. The second thing is that I only have two hands, but they might both be on the wheel the whole time because I don't want to kill myself in the car. So what should I do as I'm driving and thinking of you to do something special so you know that sometimes your little notes to me are quite lovely. Okay, so I thought maybe what I could do is like a lovely little jerk-off instruction. I didn't even know what a joy was until, well, actually, like, you know this, I've only been doing this for like a week, so I didn't know what any of this was. I didn't know what a joy was, I didn't know what edging meant, I didn't know what, oh my goodness, there's just so many. Like, put the list is long, I'm a simple woman, I don't know, right? So, but anywho, so a joy just for you. You're like, can you stop talking and start talking about sexy things, please, Arby? Okay, fine. What would you like for me? Well, one, I know that you like to know that you turn me on, which is true. That is true. Sending me notes during all hours of the day, and that makes me really hot. So I want you to feel really hot, and what I want you to do is listen to my voice and think that I'm getting turned on even by making this audio. So you're listening to my voice, you're ignoring my fucking ridiculous car sounds, and you're starting to feel something lower. Yeah, somewhere down there. I just was, by the way, meta, driving, and this guy ran by and like shirtless and jogging shirtless, and I was pretending it was you, so just so you know, and I was like hard on staring at him. I was actually staring at him and saying these words, pretending it's you, so there you go. But anyway, I digress. So you're listening to me, and by some magical period of imagination, you're getting turned on by my rambling. And I don't know what kind of pants you're wearing, but let's say that you're wearing something with a zipper, because I like that. And of course you're not, because it's a pandemic. Who the fuck's wearing pants with a zipper right now? Yoga pants all day long, for me, at least. But you're wearing pants with a zipper, and I'm going to unzip them, slowly. After first undoing the top button, which I struggle with because I have, it's like the wrong way because I'm a girl and the button's the different way. But after I get that button undone, after the kerfuffle of me trying to get the button undone, I unzip your zipper and I slide my hands slowly down to see what I can see. And I suppose in this scenario, I'm standing, where would I be standing? Actually, I want to stand behind you. So I'm, that's why I fumbled with the button. So I'm standing behind you and I've got my hand roaming down into your pants and my other hand is kind of on your thigh. Yeah, it's like on your thigh just to see kind of like feel how strong your thigh is. Slides down, and I mean, I don't have to slide very far because you are ready for this hand. So I real quick turn you around facing me, so I can just kind of shove you straight into my mouth. I need your cock to be wet for this, for what's about to happen. So I've got you in my mouth and I'm slurping you around, getting you really wet. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm slurping you around in my mouth. And then I turn you back around. And so now I'm behind you again. And with my right hand, I come around you again. And I place my hand on your wet, throbbing cock. And my hand's wet too. And it's soft, but also like delicate in its own way and hard because, you know, I'm a farm girl. I'm doing stuff. And I start rubbing it slowly up and down what you have for me. Really gently, kind of up. Just a little twist as I come up the base. But you're like really hard. So maybe you want it a little rougher or a little harder. So that other hand that was on your thigh is now cupped around your balls and squeezing kind of gently, nothing too much. And my right hand is just, I can feel you pulsing, and I'm holding you from behind, and like you can feel me up against your back, and you can hear me panting, and I'm actively jerking you off. My hand's around me. No, you can feel that hand because you've got your hand, and you're pretending that your hand is my hand, so we know this to be true. Yeah, up and down. You grab that dick. That's my dick. Squeeze it. I'm biting your ear as you do it. You're turning me so on, I can't do anything about it. This business lady, she's got shit to do today, but this is one thing she's gonna do in between a meeting and between an errand for that meeting. And let me tell you, you are jerking it off to me, no one else. Yes, I can be serious. Yeah, is that making you feel good? I'm assuming full well that right now that if I were to look down at your penis, there would be some delicious glistening moisture on the end. And if I saw that, by the way, and you're still, don't you dare take your hand off your dick. You better be up and down as we're talking right now. The assumption is that you are jerking while I'm talking. Yeah, so if I were to see that glistening bead, turn you around again, facing me, and I would lean down and I would take my tongue and I would lick the end so I could taste you. And I think as much as I was gonna try to turn you around again, and you knew I was gonna try to turn you around again and do more of that, there's no way you're letting me do that. So we're gonna finish this off with you inside my mouth. It's really wet in there. I have so much saliva because I'm lusting after you. So you're gonna push that dick, whatever you're working with, because everyone has a beautiful dick, you're gonna push that dick into my face. And I love it because I love a good dick in my mouth. It's so weird to say that because like I'm not really kind of like that slutty in real life, but like I have obviously experience. Yeah, put that dick in my mouth. It's true though. I do love dick. You know, I love a man. But yeah, so I can be sexy. Put it in my mouth and have your way with my face. Be gentle though, like do it like lovingly, because like I need to breathe. So, but yeah, you have full permission to fuck my face lovingly, but also kind of hot. So you fuck my face, you take it and you fuck my face. And you touch my hair when you do that, because you love to touch my hair. But also Facebook. And I want you to come. I want you to come now. I don't know if you're quite ready, but if you're ready, I want you to fuck my face with what you've got. And I love doing it because I love being. feeling how hot you are. And I can feel that you're coming right now. I can feel that you're like exploding inside my mouth or wherever. You can come in my face. You can come in whatever. You can pull it out. But you, whatever it is, it came out. It's coming out of you. And it's mine. And it's so hot because, not because of the dick itself, although we've already established my joy of a dick, but it's because of like how you make me feel and why I wanted to even turn on a voice memo while I'm running an errand. Like, you are incredible and you make me feel incredible, which makes me want to make you feel incredible. It's kind of a cycle thing, right? So I don't know if this was an effective jerk off instruction. The timing's weird. Of course it's weird. I'm very quirky. But for what it's worth, and if you need to do it in your own time, this is my gift to you. Okay? I'll talk to you later.